Welcome to Analytics Dynasty. This is the running back snap reactions, rundown, human hand grenade index, work share podcast this week. I'm going to just keep adding adjectives to it. Zeke, I'll just start right at the top. Zeke, 16 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown. He ran 22 routes, 14 routes for Pollard. He goes 12 for 74. So when you look at it, expected points per game, 16.6 for Zeke. He's at running back 6 on the week there. It's much more of an expected running back 2 performance from Pollard. So I think if that's, you know, if you're going to get Pollard healthy and they want to run it 28 times with those two guys, like, all right, like we can do that. And it's going to be Zeke over Pollard. Like, we kind of know. I would say it's edging up a little bit higher in this game than it has in prior games. So for what that's worth, Minnesota, they're playing during the week, so we don't have any content really on them. We're watching Madison's COVID thing is really the thing that we're watching for. All right, New Orleans, that just brutalized here. Kamara had 16.4 expected points. He had 5.1 points. So if this was a situation where you needed Kamara, sorry for that. 11 carries, 18 yards. He ran 17 routes, 16 routes for Ingram. He went 9 carries for 10 yards. I was on my bike during this game, thankfully, because I was distracted. And at some point, I like looked up and I just kept like seeing Mark Ingram running. And I knew like that Evans had gotten hurt and that Godwin had gotten hurt and that Fournette had gotten hurt. Like, you know, that various times throughout the game that had happened. And I was like, did Alvin Kamara like die? And I not know, like, where is Alvin Kamara? It just seemed like for an extended period of time that he was gone. It looks like he's okay injury-wise. It was just game plan. Like, they just wanted to bludgeon their faces into the Tampa Bay offensive line. So we'll see here. Maybe with Sean Payton hopefully back next week, we'll see maybe if there's a little bit of transition in the offense. Speaking of transitions into offenses, Craig Reynolds, 26 carries, $112. If you were searching for game script this week, you should have searched for the massive home underdog, Detroit Lions. He gets 26 carries, 14.7 expected points per game, points in this game. I picked him up in this. I'm playing for a toilet bowl in this home keeper league. I think I mentioned this on the recap show. Like, and he's absolutely really helping me in this. And yay, like, I'm excited for that. Again, I think he has a chance to play himself into next year's relevancy for sure. Like, he was a guy that was playing decent in training camp, but he has a chance to play himself into relevancy next year. I don't think he's taking Swift's job. I do think he has a job to earn, and he's doing a pretty good job of it right now. And then we're watching Jamal Williams, his injury, his return there from the COVID list as well. Okay, Aaron Jones. So this game reverted back to the Aaron Jones show from the A.J. Dillon show that was. So Aaron Jones, 13 carries, 58 yards. He ran 18 routes. Dillon, 7 for 22. He scored a touchdown. He ran 11 routes. When we were looking at it, like, last week, it was much more, you know, it had been, I think, a month, basically, or maybe even more than a month since Aaron Jones actually out-touched and out-carried Dillon. That changes this week. 15 total points for Aaron Jones. He does kick in a receiving touchdown to help and assist in that. But he had 12.4 expected points, 10.7 for Dillon. So I think I think you feel comfortable more with Aaron Jones on a running back 2 scale because there is some downside risk to him. I think Dillon, you feel more comfortable with him on a flex scale. But again, I think you probably can feel okay to play him in most weeks. I think that this team's pretty good and they can play both of them. 9 for 32 for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He ran 34 routes, which I think is notable. He had 2 receptions, 18 yards. So didn't do a ton with them, but like that's approaching 2 yards per that's approaching a half of it's basically half of yard per route run. So not great there in terms of that production. Darrell Williams, he ran 15 routes and caught 0 balls. He goes 5 for 12 on the ground. Next up is your Tampa Bay Bucks, and you've got Lenny with the hamstring issue, and we'll see sort of the length of which he is out. Rojo comes in 8 for 63. He actually performs pretty well. Him and Keyshawn Vaughn both ran 14 routes. So we'll see there going forward what that split is if Fournette's going to miss time. I feel much more confident. If you watch that game, Keyshawn Vaughn didn't appear to know what he was doing or really how to catch or do much of like stand up and play football in a functional way. It was a rough go of it for him, I thought, generally speaking. So I think Ronald Jones, but again, Ronald Jones has never been the pass catcher that even a guy like Leonard Fournette is. So I think that's going to be an interesting split. We'll see here really what the difference is. I think Ronald Jones plays, he's in more of the running back two landscape than he would be a Fournette being like a lock and load top five play in any given week. Deonta Foreman pouring on the gas, 22 carries, 108, his three catches as well. Only ran six routes, 15.3 expected points. He scores 15.5. So again, that's like absolutely in your lineup. Running back two with running back one upside for sure. Hilliard, 17 routes. He went 9 for 49 on the ground. McNichols, 12 routes. He got banged up, so I don't know what his longevity there is on his injuries or whatnot. But that's a situation to watch for. I think you feel really good about Foreman, and then you're trying to sort out who the other one is. If there is a McNichols injury and we expect him to be out, and there's a chance that he misses next week, I think that's where you roster Hilliard. If not, I think you probably cut either guy because you're not going to feel, if there's going to be both of them, I don't think you're going to feel confident starting anyone here down the stretch. You will Foreman, though. All right, so Cordarrelle Patterson, 15.3 expected points per game, only 4.3 actual points per game scored. 23 routes for Cordarrelle Patterson. He goes 2 targets, 2 receptions for 5 yards. So, again, that 15.3 for Patterson, expected points, only 4.3 actual points. A disappointment there. But, again, I think that points for me towards a lucrative job. This one just let him down a little bit. Davis, 6 for 21 on the ground. He had 1 target, 17 routes. He didn't catch a ball on any of those routes. It was only targeted once. Disappointing game for Ramondre Stevenson, although I do think he's the heavy in this backfield if Harris is out. They just got bludgeoned by game script. 10 carries, 36 yards. He ran 13 routes, which I think is interesting. 4 carries, 3 yards for Bolden. He himself had 27 routes, so basically Stevenson had about half of the routes that Bolden had. So I think you really want more positive game script. And listen, this game against Buffalo this week, I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I don't expect the same, like, hey, we're going to play in a blizzard type scenario, but I think I'm probably going to play Stevenson in the running back two landscape, assuming Harris is out. And again, Harris was limited during the week, so I think that's going to be one that we're definitely going to have to pay attention to his injury status. Jonathan Taylor, he is the god. That's pretty much all I have to say about the Indianapolis backfield. This week in Baltimore is actually closer work split than we had seen in prior weeks. Latavius Murray up to 7 carries, 48 yards, 16 routes there. Devonta Freeman, 6 carries, 22 yards, 26 routes. So that's when maybe we back away from feeling really confident about Devonta Freeman here. I think that might be the ultimate, the thing that really is probably the takeaway from this is you feel maybe more confident with him on like a running back three or flex scale than you would necessarily the running back two that he'd been over the weeks prior. Jeff Wilson, 21 carries. He goes north of 100 yards, a touchdown. He ran 16 routes as well. Expected points on the week was running back 4. That's pending all the Monday night and Tuesday performances there. So good on him with that performance there. I think with the comeback here for if we get Elijah Mitchell back, I think that's going to be an interesting watch for him how that backfield's going to work. But I get the impression that we're not going to be super I get the impression that Elijah Mitchell might not be back next week. It's sort of my reading of it. So for what that's worth, I think Jeff Wilson, you know, matchup dependent, we'll look on that sort of in week. But matchup dependent wise, I think you're probably leaning towards it's another Jeff Wilson week. It's a total cluster in Arizona. Edmonds, 6 carries, 53 yards, 8 carries, 39 yards for Connor, 14 routes for Edmonds, 17 routes for Connor. That's a total work share. I think you're kind of hoping that Connor scores a touchdown. Like, that's kind of what you need, and you thought in this game he probably would, and it didn't really go down that way. It didn't go down at all like we thought the game script would be. So for that, you know, that's kind of where we're at. I don't feel the same level of confidence that maybe I did with Connor, certainly when Edmonds was out. But this is really going back to a split scenario, which I guess if you're sort of looking at it like, hey, it's a split and he's going to get the goal line, like, you'll probably take it. You know, especially with what you came in thinking of this week. Chuba Hubbard ran 13 routes. He is basically the leading running back in terms of actual running work in the Carolina backfield. 23 routes for Amir Abdullah. He went 4 targets, 4 receptions, 48 yards. So I don't think anyone's particularly valuable. If for some reason you think Carolina's going to get positive game script, maybe it's Chuba, but I'm not sure anyone there is startable here given the nature and quality of this offense. Same story, different week in Denver. Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon locked in a committee. Like, Melvin Gordon's better than people think, and I'd be really interested to see what happens with him in free agency. Devontae Booker, 8 carries, 74 yards. He ran 13 routes, a couple catches for 8 yards. Saquon Barkley, 15 carries, 50 yards. A fumble. He ran 19 routes, 24 yards. He had 17 expected points and converted that into 11.4 actual points. So, again, underperforming expectation. Chicago is playing on Monday Night Football, so we don't have any updates from them yet. Philly and Seattle also yet to play this week, so we don't have any updates there. It's a sprained ankle for Joe Mixon. Samaje Perine, your human hand grenade. He's home against Baltimore. Not a great situation. They're one of the best defenses against the running game in the NFL. But I think you can probably trust Perine on a volume-based perspective from in like the running back two range. And again, he's probably going to get a lot of the reception work too of the routes and everything like that. You know, Chris Evans would be behind him. We'll see sort of what that ultimately looks like. Jacksonville, like, all you need to do is fire Urban Meyer, and then you get an expected running back two performance out of James Robinson. His expected points, 18.6, converts that into 17.8 points. So really good performance there. I think you feel confident with him, high in running back two, maybe low in running back one type range going forward. Coleman and Carter in a total split for the Jets. Yep, not great there. Again, with all them back, like, it's not a great scenario. You don't feel confident really playing anyone in that backfield. And maybe this is a situation where if you've got better options for a guy like Ty Johnson, go ahead and float him out there. I think that could be a takeaway from this as well. Rex Burkhead leads the team in rushing with 16 carries and grinds out 41 yards, 14 routes. DJ, 6 carries, 24 yards, 4 routes, 3 carries, 8 yards for Royce Freeman, 5 routes. I don't think you want anything to do with it. I think the big news of the week is Duke Johnson, running back 1. North of 20 carries, he goes over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, 9 routes. It's the same as Myles Gaskin. I'll be really curious to see here going forward if this is a fresh leg situation. He's a must add. I would drop, I'd probably go full go on him. Like, this could be a potential start season. I think you want to see. I didn't get a chance to really see the Flores interview. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. I wanted to see sort of tone, tenor of his comments about Duke Johnson. So hopefully I'll be able to update that later in the week. But I haven't seen it as of recording yet on Monday night here, late Monday afternoon. But running back 1 performance out of Duke Johnson. If I had told you in August, like, that there would be a running back 1 week from Duke Johnson, week 15 of the playoffs, right? This is like this year's version of Tim Hightower. So really interesting there with him coming from deep at the position. Austin Eckler on the COVID list. If I had to bet someone, give me Justin Jackson. I don't feel great about it. It's going to be a flex play, I think, at best in terms of your priority there. If Eckler misses time, I checked. It was a really low rate of unvaccinated players for the Chargers. So I think, you know, just using simple base rates principles, you would say there's a pretty good chance that he's vaccinated. He's probably lower when you sort of incorporate the fact that he actually tested positive. So we'll have to see. I don't necessarily know the reason for his test and if, you know, if he reported symptoms or all that stuff. Like, we haven't seen that yet, or if it was just a test that they were taking, you know, if that would maybe lend some idea to the fact he was unvaccinated, they're treating them differently now, yada, yada, all those things. That'd be a story that we'll have to update here as the week goes by. But Justin Jackson, I think there's still some hope that Eckler can play this week. He's got basically a full week to clear, and that is doable now if you are vaccinated under the new protocols. And lastly here, Buffalo, Singletary really settling into the running back one role in that backfield. So I think that's interesting. You know, do I trust him more in like the flex play consideration? Yeah, I do. I think that they might throw it 55 times against the Patriots and just spread them out and throw them all over the place. That's what worked in the second half of that game up in Buffalo. It gets a non-zero chance that it does that again when they go out to New England. So. I mean, Breed is your injury away guy. That one's pretty clear. So in Miami, it's worth noting, I don't know. I think Gaskin's still a backup, and I think the question is more like how confident you feel about Duke Johnson ultimately. Okay, so that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Again, just wanted to run down all the positions, you know, sort of where we're at the position. Couple of COVID notes. We're, you know, Carlos Hyde will be a guy that we'll just need to watch for his return. You know, Madison, we're watching for his return as well. And that's pretty much where we're at. So that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.